There was something in the house.
Christy's like connected.
Got a real life poltergeist.
She's like, Carol Ann, I just gotta film this stuff. I set up my cameras around the house, right? I can maybe capture something.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Hey, Christy.
And I saw you talking to somebody.
Kinda. He's very sweet.
He's my friend.
I don't see him.
Staring right next to you.
Honey, he's not there.
This is not simply about Christy. This is connected to your side of the family.
It definitely knows about her.
Okay, here's the deal. The Ultimate Gimmick film gets a third installment in Paranormal Activity 3, a prequel of the prequel telling the story of how the demon first started to haunt Katie and Christy. The first 75 minutes of this movie is more of the same that you experienced in the first two films. It's more focused than the imitative second film, but it's not entirely as fresh as the first. Of course, what film ever is. Directed by the team that brought you the possibly true or possibly untrue Catfish, they managed to play the Paranormal Activity card well with some effective jump scares and plenty of eerie moments. But it's the last 10 minutes of the film that really packs a punch to redeem any pedantic repetitive filmmaking in the first part. If you've rolled your eyes at the first two films, you're not going to like this third installment. But if you were scared before, you're going to wet your pants during this one. Paranormal Activity 3 gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.